Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The temperature is minus 10, and but there's bright sunlight. And that is winter in America for you. No dull skies and stuff. Beautiful sunlight, which makes you imagine that you are standing in great warmth, but you are not. It's minus 10, it's very cold. Behind me, as you can see here, we have, I've put up some bird feeders, and unfortunately, obviously the birds are, I'm too close to the feeders for the birds to come, but I have a feeder here, and another one here, which is a squirrel-proof feeder. What happens here is that when the squirrel comes, this thing depresses with the weight of the squirrel and the feeding thing closes. So this is proof against squirrels. So squirrels can't eat from this feeder. Squirrels are a big issue when we, for bird feeders. Now, the reason I'm saying all this is not because I'm selling feeders. The reason I'm saying this is because of one very important and interesting thing that these things keep striking me, and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. That is the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is visible to us all around us, alhamdulillah. The khudrat of Allah is visible to us everywhere. In this particular case, what I mean, of course, is also the issue of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm playing around and experimenting with the lighting of this thing. Okay, that didn't work. This one is better. See the bird feeders. Now, when I went to buy these bird feeders, I bought a couple of bags of black oil sunflower seed and one bag of mixed seed. Mixed seed, I realized, was probably not a great idea because a lot of it gets on the ground. Black oil sunflower seems to be the best option for birds. Now, by the time I finished buying that, and I bought a sweet feeder for woodpeckers, I realized my bill was about $65 or $70. Now, at least in our Indian money, that's a lot of money. That's close to 6,000 rupees, about 5,000 plus, maybe 5,000 rupees or something. And I thought to myself, should I really be spending this money? And then I remembered the hadith of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he said that if a person plants a tree and birds feed from it, Allah will give that person ajr and reward as long as the birds feed from that tree. So I thought, well, this is not a tree, this is a feeder, but seems to do the same thing. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward me for that. So the money is not wasted, it's well spent. But that's not the point of my saying all this. My point by saying all this is that I marveled at the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu, it's winter here. Right now you're seeing no snow because snow's all melted, but it will come back, and we had the first storm we had 18 inches of snow. So in that situation, there are these small birds, tiny little things, black-capped chickadees, cardinals, all kinds of birds, which are they have nothing to eat because the whole place is covered with snow and ice, and they literally starve. Now, in that situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it into the hearts of people to go spend money, bring food, and put it out for the birds. Now, as I'm talking to you, I can hear a cardinal speaking behind me. You can see some birds have started coming to the feeders. It's not a great picture, but you can still see them coming and taking from the feeders. The point I'm saying is that this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa khayru raziqeen, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides risk and provides sustenance to His creatures. Now, in that context, we have to put ourselves and say that here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who creates the means by which He feeds His creatures. What about people? What about human beings? Why do we worry about our sustenance when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon Himself to be responsible for that? What the bird does is it makes the effort of coming to the feeder. The food doesn't get to the bird in the nest. But once the bird is in the nest, once it leaves the nest, it's not worried about whether I will get food. It tries, it makes effort, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it what is required of it. Of course, I'm sure some people will say, well, what about the people who are starving? What about the people who are homeless? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, like in the case of the birds, what about the birds who are starving? Allah created me, gave me the ability to provide for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us collectively the ability to provide for those people who are starving, who don't have enough to eat, who don't have homes to live in. Question to ask is, are we doing what Allah created us to do? Are we working to provide sustenance for others? It doesn't even need imagination to understand that if we did our jobs, if we as human beings today as we live, with the kind of money and resources that Allah has given human beings, there is really no logical reason why even a single person, a single human being should go to bed hungry and should be homeless. There is not any logical reason whatsoever. Allah has given money, Allah has given resources to people. But the reason why we have hunger, the reason why we have homelessness, just to talk about two things, I'm not talking about health, I'm not talking about care for the aged, I'm not talking about education, all of which are, of course, equally important. I'm just talking about these two things. There is no earthly reason why even one person should go to bed hungry or be homeless. The only reason is because we hoard, because we misappropriate what has been given to us in trust. We use funds which are meant for other people to alleviate their suffering, to put food on their tables and in their bellies. We use it for our entertainment, for our ostentatious lifestyles, for fulfilling our desires at the expense of other people's needs. We fulfill our desires at the expense of other people's needs. This is what we need to realize. Let us think about that. I was just thinking the other day, talking about all the turmoil that's happening in the world and, you know, the threat of war and this and that. If global leaders focused on what their people need the most, right? If every head of state of every country, and that's the reason why he or she is head of state, they have been elected for the benefit of their people, right? The head of a country, of country X, was not elected to worry about what country Y is doing. The head of country X was elected to worry about the people of his or her own country. Now, if they only did that, the first thing that there would not be is wars. Why would you have a war? To do what? Because wars only bring destruction and death and misery to everyone, right? Including the people, the country which is waging the war. Because the country which is waging the war, their soldiers are going out, they are dying, the economy is being strained to fund all of that. Obviously, for the benefit of the minuscule few who benefit from war, who are selling weapons of mass destruction, who are selling death and disease and so on, and making money out of that, except for them, nobody else benefits. Now, why would you do that? So if I was a head of state, then I would say my first job is to ensure that there is not one single person in my country who is sleeping on a pavement. My first job is to ensure that there is not one single person in my country who goes to bed hungry. It's my first job to ensure that there's no one who's homeless, that everyone has access to excellent medical care free of cost, that everyone has access to education free of cost. Really, seriously speaking, if I was running for head of state of a country, this would be my election campaign, and this would be my election statement to say that I will ensure these four things. no one goes to bed hungry, no one is homeless, no one has to pay for excellent medical care, and no one has to pay for excellent education. That these are the four things that I would say I will ensure that this, and I have a plan how to do that, right? So I'm not lying. And my point is that this plan of mine is not a secret. I'm happy to share it with anybody. This is accessible and this is possible for every head of state. And there are some countries and many countries where they have, after doing this, after ensuring that every single person in their country has a home, has a roof over their head, they have food in their bellies, they have access to medical care, and they have access to education, they will still have surplus funds, huge amounts of surplus funds, which can then be given to those countries where they may not have enough funds to ensure these four things. Now, think about that. Now, why am I standing in minus 10 temperature talking to you about all this, really? Anyway, may Allah forgive me. But I'm just saying that seriously, look, if you look at it, go back to the basics. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides directly by providing the food. And by food, I mean anything that we need, all our resources directly, where you can just go take it up, pick it up. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it in the trust of other people with the responsibility to them to say, get it to those people. Make sure they do that. As I'm saying, in my case, I'm doing it with the birds. Allah gave me some resources, and those resources, I'm saying, okay, some of that must be used to feed these beautiful creatures when they need the food. And the same thing applies even more by a huge degree to other human beings. And so we say, well, you know, let us do that. What are resources Allah has given us, and let's ensure that they get to where they are supposed to go. In the process, we of course use them for ourselves. Alhamdulillah, no problem with that. But are we doing enough for other people? That, I think this is the bottom line that we need to think about. Because remember, if each of us does that, then our needs will automatically get satisfied. I mean, this is a no-brainer. I don't have to explain that. This is absolutely clear. If I do it and we create this culture, then our needs also get taken care of at the same time. There's a wind that has started blowing, and I think before my brain freezes, let me stop this. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.